Grimebusters is a scheme run by a local newspaper, the Grimsby Telegraph, which aims to encourage local people to do something to make their community a better place to live in. Under the scheme, a monthly prize of £200 is awarded to the person or group that has done the most to clean up or make other improvements in their local area. To compete for the award, all you have to do is send a description of your work to the newspaper. I've come to talk to some of the people hoping to win July's award money. People like Jerry Judd, who has been cleaning up litter in his area. Jerry.
Well, I began picking up litter in the park near my house about a year ago now. There was an obvious fire risk with all that paper lying about. And there was a health risk too, because the rotten food was starting to attract rats. But what inspired me to take action was when I saw a dog in the park which had cut his paw on broken glass. I decided to enter July's competition to try and get others to do something about litter problems in their area. If I win, the money will go to charity. The important thing is to set an example. It will help if a person just picks up a piece of paper and puts it in a bin. It makes a big difference. We have a fragile ecosystem and it's easily damaged. It's our duty to do something before it's too late.
Next, I went to meet Operation Lifestyle, which has been hard at work in the Scartho area. Oliver, I believe it was you who started the group.
Not just me. There were two of us in the beginning, me and a friend from school. Well, now there are five of us. We've been doing cleaning up work in the area since we got together 3 years ago. One of our main jobs has been to tidy up St. Giles' Church graveyard and rebuild the path that runs through it to make it safe to walk on. People have been asking us when we're going to repair the path again. Until now, money for materials we need to do that has been donated by the council. But we can't get any funding from the council this year, and the award would allow us to make the path usable again.
And finally, I went to meet Kath Hurst, who leads the Trash Packers. Kath, who are the Trash Packers?
Well, the Trash Packers were set up by a group of residents who decided to collect litter on the Redmere Estate. I joined the group when I moved here a few years ago, and I'm in charge of coordinating activities. It's very positive because a lot of youngsters from the estate are involved. Education is so important. We have to teach young people to take pride in their community. Most of our work is done during school holidays, but also during any spare weekends that come up. The rubbish gets stored in my garage until the council comes to collect it. If we win the award, we intend to use the money to buy bins for the estate. This will make our job a lot easier. I've even offered to go and empty the bins if we win.